God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless even you. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change. If you give your ear and your heart over to God this morning, He will absolutely transform your entire life. So grateful to God that He has spared us one more time. We look at the news and we see of various tragedies and various incidents that have taken the lives of others, but God has given you another opportunity, and for that we should give God praise, because it is by nothing that we've done that we still have even another moment. It is by the goodness and the grace of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father and our Lord God, we bless you. We give you praise. We thank you, God, for just being God. We're appreciative of our houses and cars and clothes and money to pay bills and jobs and family and friends and all of that. But God, we are grateful that you are God. Because you are God, we have food and shelter and clothing and money for bills and family and friends. It is only because of you that we have these things. God, the devil cannot do any of these things. You are the creator. You are the sustainer. You are the giver of life. And we're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful that you had us on your mind this morning. We're grateful, God, that you spared us, that you've kept us, that you've protected us. God, even if we put ourselves in harm's way, we're grateful. We're grateful that you spared us and you kept danger seen and unseen from us. Glory to your name, O God. Thank you for last night's slumber. Thank you for this morning's rising. Thank you for us going to bed in our right mind and waking up in our right mind. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that as far as we know, everything within our body is in good working order. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for giving us ears to hear your word on this morning. God, it may be a word that we've heard so many times before, but God, I pray that we would have fresh ears to be able to hear what you're saying to us right now, that we would have fresh hearts to be able to receive what you're saying to us on today. God, that we will have a fresh mind to be able to reason and choose to want to follow your word on today. God, you said in your word, come, let us reason together. So, God, I pray that on this day, God, that we will hear your word, that we will hear your voice giving us your word. And, God, that we would come to a place of reason to realize that had it not been you on our side, we don't know where we would be, and that your way is the best way for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Again, I bless the Lord for each and every one of you on this wonderful February 15th. On this morning, our travels take us to 2 Peter. We're going to start at the 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, starting at the 8th verse. 2 Peter, 3rd chapter, starting at the 8th verse. And I'll be reading from the New American Standard Bible. Yours might read a little differently on this morning. But I pray that we all receive something out of God's word today. 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, starting at the 8th verse. And it reads as follows, but do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow concerning his, the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but he is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with the roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and all its works will be burnt up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning and the elements will melt with intense heat? But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotlessness, and blameless, and regard the patience of our God as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, wrote you, as also in all his letters, speaking with them in the of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which the untaught and the unstable distort, as they do also the rest of the scriptures, to their own destruction. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men, and fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, with the few moments that I have left, I just want to reiterate what it is said to us in 2 Timothy 3:17. Be on your guard. Be on your guard. You all, there was a story of some, miners, yeah. Story of some miners. And these miners went to mine gold. And as they went to mine gold, they were excited. And by the way, this was in Alaska. They went to mine some gold in Alaska. And there was a party that was out there that went deep into a miner's cabin. And when they got to the miner's cabin, everything was quiet. It was quiet like it was a cemetery quiet. When they went into the shack, they found the skeleton of two men and a huge quantity of gold. And on the table was a rough sketched letter telling of the two men's success of getting this gold. They went out every day getting the gold. Every day it was found in more abundance. But the problem was they were so excited about getting this gold that they didn't even pay attention that winter was coming early in that particular area in Alaska. So every morning they got up, getting ready to go out, find that gold that was in so much abundance. They had talked about how they were going to spend the gold, but then one morning they woke up to find a great snowstorm. And for days, the snowstorm was upon them. And it cut off all hopes of escape. We're not talking about just a few, you know, inches. We're talking about dozens of feet. And after a while, their little store of food became exhausted. And you all, they died amongst all of this abundance of gold. Their issue was not finding the gold. Their issue was neglecting to provide and have provisions for the winter that they knew was coming. Can you imagine going out every day, finding gold, talking about what you're going to do with this gold when you get back, and not thinking about having what you need to get through the winter that was coming? In all honesty, we could say that even though they may have been experienced miners, that they were very immature, that they weren't practical, that they didn't have the good sense to prepare for the winter that was coming. And you all, that immaturity, that lack of practicality led to their deaths. Well, you all, as we read the scripture in 2 Peter 3, 8 through 18, it talks about another season that's coming. And it's talking about the season of the day of the Lord. And Peter is reminding us to be ready for it. Verse 8 starts off by saying, listen, 1,000 years is but a day to God. So while many of us tend to live like we've got time, we really don't have time at all. Because if you really consider the fact that God said that he's coming back in a time where we don't know when. So what Matthew 24 tells us, we don't know when he's coming back. And in two places in scripture, the word says that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. A thief in the night, you don't know when it's coming. Just shows up. If you knew when a thief was coming, you would stay up and you would wait to watch him when he came so that you could thwart him from anything he tried to do. But since we don't know when he's coming, what do we do instead? We've got locks on our doors. Some of us have alarms that we put on our houses. We lock our doors of our cars because we don't know if someone's going to try and get in and steal it. We prepare for those types of things. But what are you doing to prepare your life for the day of the Lord, for the coming back of the Lord? You all, we should be living like last days Christians. What does that mean? Living with an awareness that the Lord is coming someday. But not only is he coming someday, but you all, the word of God says in 2 Peter that he's not just coming just to be coming to say, how you doing? He's coming and judgment will be brought upon all the wicked. Yeah, he's coming, and judgment will be for all of those who are not living in accordance to what he has told us to live by. That's why verse 14 in 2 Peter 3 says, therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, talking about the new heaven and new earth, and because you know that when the day of the Lord comes, that the heavens will be destroyed and that the earth will be destroyed, it will melt. So since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless. Spotless and blameless. What are you doing to be found spotless and blameless before God? You have to understand, we cannot live as if we've got time. We've got to be on our God. We've got to prepare. Matthew 24, 42 through 44 says, therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would have not allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason, you be ready too, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour which you do not think. My brothers and my sisters, take this notice. You don't know when God is coming. So we need to live like he's coming at any moment. The call for us to be ready is so important, because he is not slack concerning his promise. God is just being patient with us. Don't get so used to it to think that he's not coming back to do what the word says, and that is to judge the wicked. Don't be pulled away, as the scripture says. Be on your guard. Let us pray. Our gracious Father and our Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for your word and your reminder to us today to be on our guard. Let us live like last days Christians. Be with us today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day.